Blog Talk Radio.
You Can't Clip My Wings, a powerful show that discusses life and how we live it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of You Can't Clip My Wings, and we're talking about making this life-changing decisions. We're going to go ahead and finish up with part two, of our conversation we had yesterday. And on yesterday, we talked about seven ways to make life-changing decisions, and we found this information on lifehack.org. And the author of it is Hobart Lee, okay? And we talked about the idea that, first of all, we're sponsored by Miss Cherie's Beauty Supply Store. You can check us out on Facebook. You can also go to beautysites.com/Miss Cherie. Okay? You can also check out our website, youcan'tclipmywings.com. I wrote a new blog, so check it out. I think I'm trying to keep up a good schedule, but I keep writing blogs, keeping my blogs up to date, in other words, is what I want to say on there. You can also catch me on Facebook under Salita McCall, so I've been there for a while. And also you can, trying to figure out where all the other places you can find me out. Basically, you can find me, I'm on Instagram too, You Can't Clip My Wings. It's YCCMW2020 is my Instagram handle. So if you want to check me out on Instagram, you can. I don't do Instagram that much, and I don't do much on Twitter either. I'll comment on other people's posts or something, tweaks, but as far as just making my own tweets, I haven't done that in a while. But I see I'm going to have to get back into business and doing that. All right. So now that we've got that out the way. So we talked about, and I'm just going to go a little briefly go over what we talked about last week. See, also you can go to youareloved.fm, which is the anchor.fm /Celita-MCCALL. CELET-MCCALL, that is our anchor, You Are Loved FM streaming, okay? Like I was saying, we had seven ways to make major decisions and the things that we should use. Number one is realize you have the power to make decisions. The power is in your hand, and each and every decision you make definitely shapes your future or your reality, okay? Number two was go with your gut. If your gut tells you to do something, then do it. I'm learning that. I'm in the process of taking a licensing course, and I'm on my practice test part now, and I'm noticing even the littlest, tiniest answer that I get wrong, I already thought of what the answer was the first time, and I didn't go with my gut. So I'm still learning that. Number three is carry your decision out. We talk about it. Now it's time to actually do it. And so we're at that point where we have to do whatever it is that we say we're going to do, or else it's just the thought in our head, and that's it. We're not going anywhere with it. Okay. Number four was tell others about your decisions. Now, I decided that I don't want to tell everybody about anything that I do or some of the things I do, simply because I feel sometimes when you tell people stuff, this is just me, sometimes it's not for the good, okay? It's not for the good. you never know who you're talking to when you put your information out there in the atmosphere. Somebody might not like you. I know that sounds kind of negative, but somebody might not like you and can mess up your plans. I'm just saying. So I wouldn't tell. If it's a simple little cute little thing like I'm going to go buy a pair of shoes, I'm way overdue for a new pair of shoes, that's different. Go ahead to the store, buy the shoes, and then talk about the shoes. But if you're talking about something major, a major decision you're going to make, I wouldn't share that with everybody. I just wouldn't. And the reason why they say do that is because you're more amped to do it because you've got other people looking at you when you made that decision or when you said it. They're looking at you, and you don't want to show them up by not doing it or let it fall through. Okay. Number five, learn from your past decisions, okay? Any decision that you made in your past, whether it was good or bad, learn from it. Take a lesson from it and try not to, if it's a bad decision, not to make that same decision again. If it's a good decision and it worked out and it went and everything, you know, worked out to the best, and if you need to make that type of decision again, you're always available to do it. Let me say this. One decision that we all should be able to take time out to do is start over. If there's a need for you to start over, start over. Nothing can stop you from doing that. Okay? Start over. Look at what part in your life that you feel the need that you have to start over, do it. Go with your gut. It hurts because it could be something like pertaining to like a relationship. When it comes to family, when it comes to love, when it comes to everything, start over. Leave yourself open to be able to start over, okay? I don't care what it is, whatever decision, if it's a job. Like you guys know now, they're making a big deal about it, but I don't think it's as big as everybody's saying because, you know, the news has to do what it has to do, not debunking the news or anything. But the idea that these mandates on the vaccines, and I'm not going to get deep into it, but I just want to make this as an example of why when I say start over. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs. In the state of New York, they actually told them that Department of Labor is on hand with if they lose their jobs, if they walk away and don't get vaccinated, they're going to turn around and not pay them unemployment, which I think is totally wrong. But if you want to create more chaos on top of chaos, you'll do stuff like that. And if you're that evil, you'll do stuff like that. Okay. That is an opportunity for people to start over. I was watching last night where because the mandate for them to either take the vaccine or they're going to be fired is Monday, October 4th. And I saw people on someone that did a video and it showed them walking out of the hospital. I think it was the Mercy Hospital. And it was like a lot of people. Like, I don't know if it was close to 1,000 people, whatever, but they were literally walking out and people were cheering them on. The other healthcare workers were actually cheering them on because that was their last night, their last shift. So people are serious about this and they believe in what they believe in. And their whatever decision they've made, actually there's action behind that decision. People are being brave and they're saying enough is enough. We have been in this craziness for over almost a little bit close to 2 years now. And people are tired. So people are deciding to do what they have to do. They're going and making a decision, and they're living by it for right now, okay? And they made a decision to make that the last shift, and they did that. When you look at it from that standpoint, they made a decision. They put action behind their decision. So, and it's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So we're at number five. Number five says learn from your past decisions. Even after he said he failed to follow through, remember he was talking about telling people that he was going to wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning, and he said he messed up a couple of times, which is fine. He said he told people that he was going to wake up. Yeah, we talked about that part. He said, the truth is you're going to mess up at times when it comes to making decisions. Instead of beating yourself up over it, learn something from it. Always. There's a lesson in everything. Ask yourself, what was good about the decision I made? What was bad about it? Okay. And what can I learn from it so I can make better decisions next time? And we just talked about that. You take the good and the bad and you measure it, pros and cons of making that decision. And how do you do it? Now, if you're not a person who write down everything, I used to be a person who write down everything, and I'm trying to get back into that now. Now that I've made a life-changing decision for myself, I'm going to get back into, I've got to get myself back organized and on schedule. I have to. If I don't, with this new chapter I'm in my life, I am going to go crazy, okay? It says, but remember, don't put so much emphasis focusing on the short-term effects of what happened. Instead, focus on the long-term effects, okay? That decision might not have been the decision right off the bat, but let's talk about the long-term effect of that. Say, for instance, okay, you decide your boyfriend asks you to marry him, and you decide to say, yes, I'm going to marry you. That is a very big decision. And I don't know if men react to marriage the same way we do. I know for me, again, I told you, I don't want this to be a me conversation or discussion. Oh, definitely call in at 563-999-3576. Let me give you that number again, 563-999-3576. I have a habit of forgetting to take to pull out my number. I apologize. I'm going to have to get me a sticky note and put it together or get me a flashcard. I really want a teleprompter. Hint, hint, I want me a teleprompter. But anyway, and that's time-consuming, you guys, because you got to type all that stuff out and then talk about it as you go. That is time-consuming, okay? Anyway, so, when I was proposed to, it gave me a weird feeling, and it came from the concept that I didn't think that I was lovable material. Do you get what I just said there? When my husband asked me to marry him, I was overwhelmed. I was scared to death. I am not lying to you. I was scared to death because I know what my past relationships were. And the last relationship I was in, it was more like we were comfortable with each other. We had a good relationship. There was no animosity, no fighting, no none of that. We hung out. We had just a normal, regular relationship. And so when we decided to part ways, and all of a sudden, this happens, and I'm like, what? Somebody wants to marry me? What? I was shocked. I was really shocked. So my reaction to being proposed to was like I'm not going to say it's any different than anybody else's, but it was like, okay, all right. I was scared. I was literally scared. I'm not going to lie. I was scared. And I was 38 years old, never been married, okay? Always been a single parent, always just making sure I could maintain for myself and my kid. That's all was on my mind majority of the time, you know. So when that happened, it was like a shock for me. And it was a hard decision to say yes for me, okay? I'm just letting you know. So that was a decision, and that was a life-changing decision then. I might not have felt that it was a life-changing decision, but it definitely was one. Okay, number six. Number six says maintain a flexible approach. Remember I said if things don't work out, make sure that you're able to be flexible or adjust to whatever happens. It says this might sound counterintuitive, but making a decision doesn't mean that you can't be open to other options, okay? Be flexible. For example, let's say you made the decision to lose 10 pounds by next month through cardio, okay? If something comes up, you don't have to adjust. You just do cardio. You can be open to losing weight through different methods of dieting as long as it helps you reach your goal in the end. Your whole goal at the end of the day is to get rid of those 10 pounds. How you do it, you know, even though you approached it talking about you want to do it through cardio, you can change that. You can do it through yoga. You can do it through changing your eating habits. Just be open to changing that decision if you need to do it, as long as the ultimate goal is met, okay? Don't be stubborn to seek out only one way of making decisions, okay? Find other ways to make decisions. Embrace any new knowledge that brings you closer to accomplishing your initial decision. That's right. Do whatever you have to do to get to, because the whole thing is, like, for instance, reading a book. Say, okay, I have a book I really want to read, and I am determined to read that book, and I only have a certain amount of time to read it in, okay? Do whatever you can. Read 2 or 3 pages a day. If you only can get 2 or 3 pages a day in, if you can take your weekend and spend about maybe 3 hours, if you have 3 hours just hanging around, take those 3 hours and read that book. The ultimate goal is to complete the book, right? Stop being distracted by everything and just get the book read. See? It's not hard to do, okay? So there are other ways you can approach that you can use to make that, get that ultimate decision done. And the last one is have fun making decisions. Okay, don't make it a task, and don't become a taskmaster when you're doing it. If there's a decision to be made, make it. Stick to it. I had to make a major decision in the last 30 days, okay? And that decision, I have been working with that decision for the last 30 days, okay? I am not rushing myself because it is a big decision for me. I haven't been rushing myself. I'm trying to do what I have to do, but I know that in the meantime, I have other things that I have to get done too. So I have to make time for that project or that mission, this licensing course, to complete it in order for me to be able to take the big test. So I've been working around it. I've determined to do it, but it has to be on my time. It can't be on anybody else's time. It has to be on my time. And the decision to do that, I can't rush through everything. I have to, because I have a whole other life that I'm doing that I have to maintain. So now that I've come to a plateau where I'm where I need to be, or where I need to be and where I want it to be for right now, I can now start doing what I need to be done, that needs to be done. And like I said, studying for this licensing class and getting everything ready for the test. And I'm taking my time. I actually bought extra time so I can get more done. I've scheduled the test, but I still have a lot more I'm trying to learn. So I'm not going to rush myself through it. And I'm going to take my time and get it done. Because I can't be on someone else's time. I have to be on my time, and I have to be very much aware of other people if it interferes with other people's situations or whatever goals they have. I don't want to do that. So that's the reason why I made the decision to take my time and complete my task of studying for the license test and then moving forward. Okay, finally, enjoy the process. I know decision making might not be the most fun thing in the world to do, but when you do it often, it becomes a game of opportunity. You'll learn a lot about yourself on the way. Let me say it like that. You'll feel and become a lot more confident when you're with yourself and around others. And making decisions will just become a lot easier after you do it. So often that you won't even think about it. And you get to the point where you start to do it so much, you're in practice, you know, okay, I know what I need to do today. I got to go shopping. Here's my grocery list. Let me go and get the groceries. And then come back, and I know I got to label this. I know I got to pack this up. I got to do this. You get all of this done. Now, this is just one section of a decision, major decision in my life that I made. I have another one coming a few more months down the road, and I'm excited about that one as well. It's just going to take a lot to get to that. But in the meantime, I got work to do. I got to make stuff happen. I got to, okay? So, and you do become more confident when you make a decision. I got to do this. Let me go ahead and do it. Anything you decide to do from this point on can have a profound effect later on, okay? Opportunities are always waiting for you. Examine the decisions that you currently have in the day, okay? Are there any that can be changed to improve your life in some way? Yes, the decisions that I'm making is going to improve my life in some way or another. I get that. Yes. Are there any, are there any decisions that you can make today that can create a better tomorrow for you? Quite sure it can. So keep that in mind now. Keep that in mind. So as we sum this up, I gave you 7 ways that you can make life-changing decisions, okay? And so we know that we have to make them. We know that every decision we make affects our present and our future. We know that we can have fun doing this. We know that we can share our decision with others if we want to, depending on what the decision is. We know that we can go to for our gut, and we know the power in making a decision, okay? We also understand that there might be, we have to be flexible in our decision-making. We have to be very flexible in our decision-making. So some decisions in life are harder to make, yes, but these are 7 pieces of advice. You can trust yourself more even when you're making some of the most important decisions. Making a decision is the only way to move forward. So remember, any decision is better than none at all. Okay? So I will leave that with you guys. Decision-making is powerful, and the decisions that you make, whether they're big or small, you will understand will definitely affect your life, and I've said that already. And please don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone when you make a decision, okay? Because that's the biggest thing I think we all fight with, is being able to... What was norm for us is no longer norm for us, okay? We have to come to the point where the decision that I want to make that's going to make me a better person, put me in a better light, I have to make that decision. We can make some drastic negative decisions, and they will impact us probably worse than a good decision will. Well, we know it will. So we need to probably think about that before we do that, You know what I'm saying? We might want to think about making a bad decision before we do it. But if you've already, if you're already in it and you've already made it, it's kind of hard. You can adjust. You can adjust, or yeah, you can adjust even when it's a bad decision. You can adjust. You can take a different approach to it. Okay. And I think that would be wonderful if we did that. If we took a different approach to a bad decision instead of just like, you know, how can I do something different to make this not a bad decision but a good decision? How can I turn a bad decision into a good decision? And is it possible? Or do I just need to let it play its role? I don't know. I mean, that's something you have to look in for yourself. So I want to say, I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us here on the You Can't Clip My Wings show. I am your host, Salita. And again, we're sponsored by Ms. Cherie's Beauty Supply. You can find us on Facebook, and you can go to beautysites.com/Miss Cherie and check out our hair care products. You can check us out on the YouCan'tClipMyWings.com website. You can go to You Can't Clip My Wings Facebook page. And if you want to join, please feel free to join our page. You can also check us out on You Are Loved, and you'll find that on anchor.fm/ Celeta, C-E-L-E-T-A, dash M-C-C-A-L-F. Okay? Definitely do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. And we shall return. You have a great Sunday, and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.